Chapter 12, How the Gopis Loved Krishna's Flute. The gopis could not go to the forest with Krishna and Balaram during the day, but became very happy to see them when they came back to Vrindavan in the evening playing their flutes. One gopi told her friends, "It is wonderful to see Krishna and Balaram entering the forest, playing their flutes and tending the cows with their friends." Another gopi said, "How lucky is his bamboo flute to enjoy the lips of Krishna all day." The gopis asked, "How is it possible that the flute, which is nothing but a bamboo stick, is always enjoying Krishna's lips?" "Because the flute is always serving the Supreme Lord, the mother and father of the flute must be very happy." As soon as they heard Krishna playing his flute, the deer looked at the Lord with great love. Even the wives of the demigods wanted to come when they heard the sound of Krishna's flute. A young gopi told her mother, "My dear mother, the birds are all looking at Krishna playing on his flute. They are listening so very carefully when they sit on the branches and twigs of different trees. It seems they have forgotten everything else and can only hear his flute." When Krishna blew on his flute, all the animals stopped playing and eating and stood very, very still, listening very carefully. The gopis spent each moment always thinking of Krishna.